He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map, what use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, you see? See the vortices like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and we have a very special show for you this evening. For the next 2 hours, we'll be breaking from our usual 80s music era format and bringing you a tribute to the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, which will be next Saturday, the 20th. But I will be off that week, so I figured I'd try to jam 2 weeks worth of moon landings and other space-slash-science-related stuff. And, of course, honoring the moon itself, similar to what Edward was doing on his show here prior to mine, Tears of the Gods. And of course, as you heard, he will be here next week, so you get 4 hours in these 2 weeks here of his tributes and dedications and all that fun stuff. But for the next 2 hours, we're going to keep the theme rolling. And if you got any questions, comments, or requests, you can always call the station at 855-915-9636. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. And we've got a very special show for you tonight. Going 2 hours here. Kind of breaking from the norm from our usual 80s era look back. But tonight we are going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing, which I know is next week, next Saturday to be specific, but I'm going to be off next week. So, yep, I'm going to try to cram in 2 hours worth here for you. And we do have some 80s kind of dispersed throughout the show here, so it's not going to be completely foreign to you, but any event. We started off with BT, American electronic artist Brian Wayne Transo, and we heard Satellite from his 1999 release Movement and Still Life. John Mouse was in there with Hey Moon, featuring the vocals of Swedish artist Molly Nilsson, who originally wrote and performed Hey Moon. That's off of his 2011 release We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves. And we wrapped it up there with the Creatures. They were from started in 1981. They were a side project for Susie Sue and Budgie, who was the drummer for Susie and the Banshees. And the Creatures became their full-time group after the breakup of Susie and the Banshees in 1996, I believe it was. Sorry, I don't really have that info in front of me there. My bad. In any event, we heard the track Pluto Drive. That's off of their release Boomerang from 1989. And as usual, we got plenty to get to here, folks, so let's dive back into it.
So the cosmonaut's in there, and he's got this portal window, and he's looking out of it, and he sees the curvature of the Earth. First time, I'm the first man to ever look at the planet he's from. And he's lost in that moment. And all of a sudden, this strange ticking. Begins coming out of the dashboard.
Okay, yeah.
Rips out the control panel, right? Takes out his tools. Trying to find the sound, trying to stop this sound. But he can't find it. He can't stop it. It keeps going. A few hours into this, begins to feel like torture. A few days go by with the sound, and he knows that this small sound will break him. He'll lose his mind. What's he gonna do? He's up in space, alone, in a space closet. He's got 25 days left to go with this sound. So Cosmonaut decides the only way to save his sanity is to fall in love with this sound. So he closes his eyes and he goes into his imagination. And when he opens them, he doesn't hear ticking anymore. He hears music.
Thank you.
People, we're in danger of losing our funding. America isn't interested in space exploration anymore.
Maybe we should finally tell them the big secret, that all the chimps we sent into space came back super intelligent.
forebode to come. It's long the night, it's quiet the dark. The boat she laid since 12 o'clock. Me watch the tide easing in. It's low the moon, but high the wind. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me all alone, me open the rum. It's long the wait for boat to come. American girl, come back to me. We'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the buildings high. We find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me still alone, me sip on the rum. Me wonder when the boat she come to bring me love. Oh, sweet little thing, she rock and roll. She dance and sing, she hold me tight. She touch me lips, me eyes they close. Me heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon. But still alone, drinking the rum, begin to think the boat no come. American girl, she tell a lie. She say till then, she mean goodbye. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me lay down alone, was good the rum. Me fall asleep, the boat she come. She look till come the dawn. She weep and cry, return for home. The whistle blow, me open me eyes. Was bright the sun, was blue the skies. Me grab me shoes, me jump and run. Me see the boat head for horizon. Havana moon is gone the rum. The boat she sail, me love she gone. Havana moon, Havana moon.
She looks like the moon. She says it's your eye. She sees everything. Thank you.
This is Nate Bowman from Calis 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. Here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, and I am your host, Savoir Faire. Bringing you a special edition of the Squid Pod this evening here as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing next week. And, well, whatever. We started off that set with a little soundbite from Britt Marling's movie Another Earth, which I highly recommend. I mean, it's a very hauntingly beautiful flick. And then after Britt Marling, we heard from Brian Ferry and The Right Stuff of his 1987 release, Bête Noire. Sorry about that. Now, the song is not about the 1983 movie classic, The Right Stuff, but I had to get some reference to in here to that movie. If you're not familiar with The Right Stuff, it features a star-studded cast depicting the test pilots in the early days of the U.S. space program. Some of those test pilots included Chuck Yeager, Gus Grissom, John Glenn, Alan Shepard, just to name a few. If you haven't seen it, that's your homework assignment before next Saturday. And speaking of The Right Stuff, we heard another soundbite, this time from The Simpsons. And one of the actors in The Right Stuff is none other than Harry Shearer himself. Harry would, of course, go on to contribute a number of voices to The Simpsons. All the way back from day one, too, as a matter of fact. Then we heard some local ska from Bim Scalabim, and Satellite was the track we heard off of their 1994 release, Eyes and Ears. Echo and the Bunnymen was in there with Satellite from their self-titled album from 1987. And then we went all the way back to 1957 for Dave Diddle Day. And we heard the track Blue Moon Baby. Chuck Berry was in there from 1956 with his B-side to You Can't Catch Me. We heard the track Havana Moon. And we wrapped it up there with Future Islands, Like the Moon, from their 2014 release, Singles. Okay. Let's dive back into it here with some Sky Cries Mary.
The only thing we have to say in the behalf of monkeys is that they contributed to the space program, right? Monkeys were the first astronauts, which is, I'm sure, came as great news in the monkey world. I'm sure that made perfect sense to the monkey. I see. So instead of the little bellhop uniform, you want me to blast off and orbit the Earth at supersonic speed. Yeah, I feel that it is the next logical step for me. Because I've been working with the Italian guy in the crank organ. I feel I can handle the maximum re-entry G-forces.
So close. Us. Those were ordinary cephalopods. Squid, octopus.
Standing there alone, the ship is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced. But the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1 Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home.
Second stage is cut, we're now in orbit, stabilizers up. Running perfect, starting to collect requested data, what will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3, 2, 1 Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home.
Across the stratosphere, a final message, give my wife my love, then nothing more. Far beneath the ship, the world is mourning, they don't realize he's alive, no one understands, but Major Tom sees, now the light commands, this is my
Drifting, falling, floating.
listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
Hey, did anybody read on the front page of the Times that matter is decaying? Am I the only one that saw that? The universe is gradually breaking down. There's not going to be anything left. I'm not talking about my stupid little films here. Eventually, there's not going to be any Beethoven or Shakespeare. Or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, great.
I pictured a rainbow. You held it in your hand. I had flashes. You saw the plan. I wandered out in the world for years, while you just stayed in your room. I saw the crescent. You saw the whole of the moon. Turnstile, wind at your heels, you stretched for the stars. You know how it feels to reach too high, too far, too soon. You saw the whole of the moon. I was grounded while you filled the skies. By truth.